You're listening to
Is This Thing On?
The podcast.
Hello.
Parang nakalimutan ata natin kung paano ito inuumpisan.
Kamusta ka? Parang, saan ka napunta? Saan ka napunta? Parang nawala ka.
Saan tayo napunta, kamo? Ang tagal nating pasensya na, guys. Life happened.
Parang yun na lang yung excuse natin sa all the latest season 1 episodes.
Laging every episode. Life got in the way. So iyon, paumanhin po sa aming mga listeners, mga sampu lang naman kayo, okay, kaya niya yan.
Gago! Hindi nila napansin na nawala tayo.
Oo, hindi nila napansin na nawala tayo. Bale, kailan ba last episode natin?
July?
Pride month.
June!
Ngayon,
August na, pare. Oh, excuse mo ngayon? Bakit ka nawala ng dalawang buwan?
Siyempre, kukwento natin yan mamaya, di ba? Pero ganun sorry ba? Talaga, guys. Welcome to season 2! Di ba? Nag-hiatus kasi kami ng walang paalam.
Kailan ba natin magpaalam? Hindi ko alam eh. Pinapaalam ba?
Hindi alam. Ang alam ko,
bigla-bigla ka na lang.
Last episode of our season. Ganun.
Yung parang sasabihin mo na ito na yung last episode.
Wala, bago pa kasi kami guys eh. So, we got scared of the commitment. We got cold feet. Charing ko lang. Hindi naman. Talagang intention talaga namin i-continue to ha. Just to make that clear. Talagang sadyang na busy lang. Pero before namin ikwento yon, pakilala muna natin yung sarili natin kasi mamaya nakalimutan din nila kung sino tayo.
Diba? Dalawang buwan ba naman nawala?
True.
Anyways, hi guys! Ako si Daryl. Ako yung hindi nawawala.
Oh well! At ako naman ang nang-iiwan. Ako si Kesha.
May description talaga.
Ikaw yung hindi nang-iiwan. Ako nang-iiwan. Sorry.
Hoy.
Mag-alam na natin ang worst natin. Ay, wow, joke lang po.
Ito pala yung episode naming why are we single? Ganon.
Why are we single?
Kasi nang-iiwan ka. Hindi.
Hala, sabi natin intro to. Wait.
Ulitin natin. Ayusin mo ha. Unang episode pa naman natin to ng season 2. Anyways, guys, uulitin ko lang yung sinabi ko kanina. Ako si Daryl, ako yung iniiwan.
Ako si Kesh, ako ang naiiwan.
At ito ang...
Is This Thing On?
The podcast. Season 2. Ano ba yan?
Pause mo. May pause ba to?
Oh, game na. Ano ba?
So, ayun na nga. Ano yung sinasabi natin?
Bakit mo kinakalimutan? Kaya ka iniiwan? Ay, hindi. Ikaw pala yung nangiiwan. Bago ang lahat, kamusta ka muna? Kasi dalawang buwan ka nga nawala. Anong ganap sa buhay mo?
Parang kung makapagsalita ka, ako lang nawala. Eh, para sa ata tayong dalawang. Bakit? Nag-publish ka ba ng episode? Mag-isa? Bakit ako lang? Bakit ka nawala? Bakit ako lang pala wala? Ito din naman ah. Pagkakalam ko tayong dalawa dito.
At master manipulator.
Bakit ka nawala?
Toxic co-member.
Hindi ako nawala, nandito lang ako. Charing. And eto na, busy kasi sa life. Ayun, lumipat kami ng bahay. Andito na ako sa Kainta, guys. Kapit-bahay ko na itong asungot. Hindi naman kapit-bahay, kapit-building.
Oo, halos magkatabi na yung building namin. Kaya pag nawawalan ako ng asin, ganyan, patis, lalakarin ko na lang yung unit ni Kesh. Diba? How convenient. Yun talaga yung motive kung bakit siya pinalipat dito ng bahay.
For economic purposes. Anyway, ikaw, kumusta? Ang dami din na yan sa buhay nitong
mga natin. Siguro kaya? Heto, nagmamahal ulit. Handa nang maiwan ulit.
Makakaloka. So, hindi ka na ulit single? Oo, kasi guys, naging single yan. Alam niyo ba yun?
Alam mo naman yung hobby ko, Kesh. Hobby ko ay ano? Magmahal. Oh, parang ano nga eh, inspiration ko na ngayon si Taylor Swift. Kasi parang pag nawala ka ng jowa, like 2 weeks meron ng kapalit. Ganun.
Ah, ganun ba?
Charot lang! Charot lang! Oh Lord, hindi po ganun. Fake news po
yun. Wala ka, ikakasad ka ng mga Swift.
Hindi, ano po yun?
Okay lang guys, Swiftie na din daw si Daryl.
Hindi ako Swiftie kasi hindi ko memorize yung mga album niya.
Hindi ko Swiftie?
Kesh tang
e. Swiftie? Oh my God, Daryl!
Swiftie lang ako sa ano, sa trabaho. Kasi I am Swift. Oh. Hoy, bakit di ka tumatawa?
Kasi hindi siya nakakatawa. Oh my God, please do not use the name of Taylor Swift in vain. Gagamitin mo pa siya sa mga ano mo. Mga jokes mong ano. Chari. Anyway. So, ayun nga. Pasensya na, guys. We are very sincerely sorry that we did not end the last season properly. Ang totoo niyan.
Ano nga ba?
Ang totoo niyan, hindi naman talaga dapat end ang season 1 yun. medyo napatagal. Tapos balak din kasi namin, syempre, ano, binag-uusapan na namin yun na magsi-season 2. Eh, yung ano namin, kaka-cancel at kaka-postpone namin ng recording, ang nangyari tuloy, naging hiatus na. Ayun, naging season 2 na tuloy. O, diba? Ang galing-galing.
Ikaw talaga, binubulgar mo yung mga
PR. Syempre, ano
tayo? Yung mga propaganda natin, binubulgar mo.
Full transparency tayo.
Oo, full transparency. Pero ang totoo niyan, ang hindi fake news niyan, ay season 2 na nga ngayon. Yay!
At excited kami. Wala na kayong magagawa.
Oh, at excited kami kasi maraming mga guests na excited din makipag-record with us. So like, abangan.
Naka-line up na yung mga guests namin.
Oo, medyo magulo lang yung linya, pero naka-linya yan.
Medyo hindi lang straight yung linya, pero medyo, may linya pa rin.
Hindi lang sila informed na naka-linya na pala sila, pero may linya. Oo, parang ganyan.
Pati yung mga topics namin, ang dami na rin namin yung naka-linya. Na-organize ba namin sila? Hindi. Nasabi lang namin, uy, pag-usapan natin yung bet. Oo, ganun na.
Ganun lang yan. Actually, itong recording na to, biglaan rin lang din. Actually, kakagaling lang namin sa trabaho. As usual, no, kaka-out lang namin. Tapos, like, ilang minutes bago kami mag-out, nag-usapan namin, pag-uusapan natin ngayon?
Na, pag-isipan namin, dahil medyo guilty kami dito.
Recently. Ay, ikaw lang.
Tayo.
Halloween season na kasi.
Halloween season? Hindi. Ghost month kasi ngayong August. Alam mo ba yun? Oo.
Paano mo sinabi? Hindi ba November yun?
Tagi, oo. Tama, Google mo ngayon.
Check ko nga.
Ghost month.
Wala ba tayong producer? Producer. Paki-check. Ghost month.
Ghost month.
Ghost month 2023. August 16. Ay, hindi oo. Pa.
Pero
hindi pa.
Ang month
wait lang.
August literal naman lang yun.
Gago ka ba? Literal na, eto ha, kakagoogle ko. This year's ghost month begins on August 16 and ends on September 14. Tapos yung mga images, mga multo.
Oh, bakit daw ghost month na yung August? Kasi August.
Hello. Alam mo, kaya walang nakikinig sa podcast natin eh. Kaya hindi tayo lumalaki. Kasi, nako. Kailangan na QA yung recording.
Pero bakit nga ba, ano? Bakit nga ba?
Ewan ko sa'yo, Kesh. May guard ba dito?
Hindi. Di ba ginugol mo naman na nandyan na bakit nga ghost month ang August? Hindi ko din kasi alam. Kasi din, nakakala ko nga din.
Why? Eto ha. Why yun? Is August?
August.
A ghost month. Oh nga na, nag-autocomplete. Why is August a ghost month? The practice of observing the ghost month originated with the Chinese. According to Chinese folklore, the ghost month is a time when spirits of the dead and their ancestors and relatives visit the world of the living.
Oh my God. Ba? Iba talaga yung calendar ng Chinese. Ano? Yung New Year nila, iba.
Pwede.
Pati yung undas nila. Yung
November. Ay, undas ba to pag ganyan? Hindi eh. Iba
sa atin undas yun eh. Yung November.
Hindi, pag undas
yung November.
Ba? Pag November ba, sinasabi natin binibisita tayo ng mga, ano,
yun
deads natin?
Yun yung paniniwala ng mga Mexicans, yun yung paniniwala ng mga yung mga Europeans, yung mga Druids, yung pagan.
Hindi naman tayo sa Mexicano.
Pagan calendar, sa pagan calendar, yun din yung time daw na yung veil between the world of the living and the world of the dead is very thin. Kaya pwede makatagos ang, you know, from the world of the dead. So, para yung sa Chinese, sila na iba sila.
Eh, ang problema, Pilipino tayo. So, ano na?
Eh, di kung sino yung ano, pinakamalapit na ng sakop sa atin, Espanyol.
Europe. Alayo? Ha? Huh? Oh, sige
diba,
na.
Yung
sige
customs na. Nila. Tsaka pagano din naman yung origins ng ano natin, di ba? Pre-Colonial. So, makijoy na lang din tayo doon. anyway, we digress.
Sa condo mo ba, may nakikita ka? Or baka sa August 16 mo palang makikita?
Kung wala akong nakikita, di ba? Bulan.
Hindi ka ba ghost? Hindi ka ba ghoster?
Ano?
Wala ka bang makikitang ghost pag ano tumitingin ka sa salamin?
Ang kukunin! There was an attempt!
Ganun po guys ha, ito para sa mga nakikinig, ito yung mga attempts namin para ipasok na sa topic yung usapan.
Like, I want to
ikaw naman.
Ask a minute of silence for the joke of the diet. Pero ayun nga, diba, sabi nga namin kanina, parang feeling namin na ghost namin kayo mukha nakikinig ng aming podcast. So naisip namin, we have to acknowledge what we did. So we're gonna talk about it now. We're gonna talk about...
Cash.
Lul. We're gonna talk about ghosting. At very appropriately, ngayon lang din sumagi sa utak ko na August is ghost month. Nga naman. So it's a very...
According to the Chinese.
Yeah, according to the Chinese. So,
talaga, ayun. Tinatarnish mo talaga yung... Yung Leo season eh. Oo, yung...
Gusto mo lang, actually, pati mga Virgo, inaapong.
Oo nga, so pati mga Virgo, gusto mong i-cancel ka, ganun.
Bakit hindi nila ako i-cancel? Alam mo kung bakit? Because Virgos don't care about that shit.
anyways.
O, din ako pa ako.
So, dahil ako kasi nagmamahal, hindi ako nagmamahal.
Ayun, oo nga. Sige nga, pag...
Ikaw ang ilalagay ko sa
hati. Wait lang. Before we go there. Oh. Ano ang ghosting? When did you learn about ghosting?
Siguro ano, nung palagi akong gumagamit ng dating apps.
Tapos,
feel ko yung natutunan ko yung ghosting, hindi sa dating apps mismo, pero sa social media. Parang yun pala yung konsepto na iniwan ka sa ere, ganyan. Gusto ko na, parang years ago, college pa lang ako, natutunan ko na parang may stereotype pa nga daw na yung mga taga-UST sila daw yung mga ganun. Gugos. Oo, may mga ganun-ganun. Eme.
Talaga?
Oo.
Mga taga-UST?
Oo, kami may mga taga-UST dito.
Mga listener kaya tayong taga-UST? Or may kakilala ba kayong taga-UST? Paki-verify, please. Diba?
Gago lahat ng mga ghosting friends ko, ha? Hindi, wala naman sa UST. Bukod sa wala naman ako.
Wala naman friend sa UST, tanga.
Bobo. Ini-invalidate yung claim.
Hindi totoo. Wala naman akong ghoster na. Wala akong friend na ghoster. Wala naman dito friend na taga-ghost. Tanga.
Hindi. Ang gusto kong sabihin, yung mga ghoster friends, ay yung mga ghosters na kilala ko.
Hindi talaga yung ST. Hindi pa rin. Alam mo yung ano, bumagsak ako sa Venn diagram. Alam mo, bobo ko sa math, pero medyo...
Mainit. Wait lang. Feeling ko naman ano, hindi na natin kailangan i-define yung ghosting. Feeling ko ano, nag-gets na to ng mga tao nakikinig. At ikaw gets mo na rin, di ba?
Unless
may iba
kang
interpretation.
O paano mo nalaman? When can it be called ghosting?
Oh, when?
Di ba? Kasama yun sa what is ghosting eh.
Okay.
How can you say na ghosting na ang ghosting? Sa'yo?
Feeling ko pag ano, inisip mo na the moment na kahit hindi mo pa ina-act on, the moment na inisip mo ng parang ayoko nang makipag-interact sa taong to. Feeling ko doon na nagsisimula. Tapos magma-manifest na lang siya sa ano, pag-dwindle down ng communication, ganyan, mm-hmm. pag-lose ng interest. Pero feeling ko yung ghosting nagsisimula na doon mismo sa'yo, pag nawala ka na ng, nawalan ka na ng, oo, ng
interest.
Mm,
ikaw, na-ghost ka na ba?
Ako?
Oo. Yung totoo, huwag ka nga. Kapal-kapal na mukha mo. Ako? Ano, nag-iisip ko siya.
Oo naman. Oo naman.
Kaya maraming beses na. Natatanda mo ba yung first time na na-ghost ka?
Ay, hindi na.
Hindi na.
Oo, feeling ko hindi naman. Hindi naman siya ganun kasakit.
Pinakamalalang pag-ghost. Pinakamemorable, ganun.
Napag-ghost o nang-ginost?
Na ikaw yung ghosty.
Ako yung ghosty. Baka binaon ng subconscious ko kasi ano. Wala akong maalala. Wait lang.
Oh,
habang nag-iisip ako, ikaw muna. Oh, sige nga. Baka tambagal.
Gagawa ka ng sarili mo.
Ikaw magtatanong-tanong ka, wala ka sagot. O game.
wait, sige. Siguro kasabay na rin nung pagputok niya sa social media na this is what ghosting is. Mm-mm. Pero during that time kasi, I was already, ano, with my partner then.
Oo, tapos.
Yeah. So, parang, I never really experienced it then. Kasi, yun yung pagputok din ng, ang tawag doon, yun nga, dating apps. Kasi, doon siya very prevalent. No? So, ngayon ko lang din ulit na-review yung, kung kailan mo na siya matatawag na ghosting, gano'n. So, I learned na, ayun nga, pag mga 3 days, wala talagang paramdam. 3 to 4 or 5 days.
Ay, may metric. May metric ka.
May metric dapat, oo. Kasi, syempre, ayaw mo din namang, mas lalo na kung gusto mo yung tao. Yung parang medyo nag-click or cute siya, ganun. Tapos feeling mo, it was a catch. Diba? So, minsan medyo worry ka na pag, ano, yun, yung communication biglang yung nga, nag-dwindle down. So, I've learned na sometimes it's not as simple as texting or chatting the other person if you want to talk to them. Apparently, you also have to be wary on how frequent you do it and who does the first move. So, that's why may mga ganyang calculation na like, should I chat first? Have I been ghosted? Kasi nobody would make the fucking first move.
Ikaw lang yata yung nag-iisip ng ganyan.
I don't know, ha? Oo, I mean, I've read a lot of it. I mean, I see my algorithm is full of it. So, I think it happens to a lot of people. Doon ko natanong kung, kailan ba nagiging ghosting ang ghosting? Kailan ko sasabihin sa ano na, ay wala na to, ginost na ako. So, pag 3 days, wala talaga.
Oo, tsaka usually mararamdaman mo naman eh, 'di ba? Sa lalo na pag virtual yung communication, pag sa dating sites yung communication, usually ma-feel mo naman na.
Mm-mm. Do you feel bad when you're ghosting someone?
No.
No.
Should I feel bad? Bad person ba?
Para na-establish na natin yung sagot sa tanong niya nung season 1. Bad person ka. Hindi. Ano yan?
Ikaw ba? Wait lang. Ikaw, do you feel bad? Para ma-establish lang yung premises.
Oo. Kasi ako yung, nung umpisa kasi, nung nagsastart pa lang ako mag-try, like, how does this dating app work, blah, blah, blah. So at first, you'd be like, of course, very excited if you have matches. Mm. Diba? So, you'd invest your time or like energy in starting the conversation. You want to sound interesting. You know, you become invested in it somehow. Especially okay. When you're new to the scene. Okay. Like, oh my God. Nakatay ang self-worth ko doon. So, okay. Sad to admit, but that's how it was at first. Because I really didn't know how it works. Or at least I knew it by theory, but not in practice. So when I started to try it, yun nga, dahil mayroon na akong somewhat investment sa conversation going on with the person. But still, I still end up getting ghosted. So I'm like, what's wrong? Is there something wrong with me? Am I not interesting enough? Blah, 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 blah. So yes, that's the reason why I feel bad. I never really ghosted anyone before. Like, especially nung first time.
Wala ka namang i-ghost.
Ang ending, hindi meron. May mga
meron naman ba? Na. Oh, okay.
Pero hindi ko sa ending, naging parang chat support tuloy ako. Kasi dami ko kang... parang kausap lang. Alam mo yung hi, hello, ganun. Tapos, ayun. But, what transpired in those, ano, ang dami ko kukwento, pero saka ako na ikukwento. Ano lang, para siya, let's call it, ano, experiment time on my end, on how that works. It's so funny. Daming, ano, like, what the fuck? Like, how do people date under these circumstances? How do you all find partners? Like, this is such, alam mo, a godforsaken place. That's what I think of the dating app sometimes. Kasi it's in like, oh my goodness. Ito ang options ng ano, straight women. That is so sad.
Baka ang pangit lang ng algorithm. Charot!
Awa ko! May ganun ba? Nga.
Baka... Hindi ko alam eh. Pero ako, I don't feel bad yata. Or baka shit lang talaga ang tao.
Pero sige, let's talk about that. Why don't you feel bad? Or why do you think it's okay?
I don't think it's okay, but I also don't know why I feel bad about it. Usually kasi pag nanggo-ghost ako ng tao, ano siya, like hindi siya yung ghost na bigla ka na lang mawawala. Siguro bihira lang. Siguro pag hookups, ganyan, pag one night stands na kahit nag-exchange kayo ng numbers, oo, usually parang pag wala namang follow-up, hindi rin ako yung nagte-take ng first move, yung gumagawa ng first move. So, pag hindi na siya nag-ano, hindi na rin ako mag-engage. Or kung nag-engage man siya at hindi na ako interested, hindi na ako mag-engage back. So, parang ganun. Usually, pag nag-ghost ako, medyo gradual siya. Yung parang, I wanna make you feel na, you know, I'm just here, but like, hindi ko tinatago yung pagkawala ng interest. So usually, nararamdaman siya nung kabilang partido. Tapos, eventually, magdedwindle down.
You let them read the room. Like, read the vibe.
Oo. Tapos usually, it happens. It happens pag, kunwari, bigla mong nalaman yung, for example, politics ng other people. Kasi para sa akin, like, may big deal breaker ako na when a certain person subscribes to a certain type of politics, medyo no-off ako, tapos i-end
ko. Or the lack thereof.
Or yeah. Most especially the lack thereof. Yun. Parang biglang, sige, wag na lang.
Yeah, I don't think so, Leonard.
Have you ever told a person na, I think we should end this? Hindi partner, ha? As in like,
yes.
Talaga?
Yes.
Yan ang hindi ko kayang gawin.
Kasi, I don't want to... Pero, kasi I truly naman like. Kasi the meaning of the word like now is different, ta, di ba? So let's say this person was a good person. I mean, they're very kind, they're very interesting, but there wasn't nag-meet kami. This was a girl. Tapos meet kami, like she was very she was quiet. She didn't say much, really. And I had to... I was on podcaster mode when I was with her. So I was just asking about her. And she would return the questions to me. And it was a nice interaction.
Face-to-face?
Yes, face-to-face. Ah, okay.
Face-to-face. Yung talaga yung yes. Term, face-to-face.
Face-to-face.
Pero pandemic. Paano ba yun? How do you refer to that term, face-to-face, pre-pandemic? Pag tinanong ko yun sa'yo.
In person.
Yung face-to-face ang puta. Face-to-face.
Tapos, ayun, ano naman yung tawag dito? So, it wasn't a bad experience. But it was one that made me,
it's not gonna work out.
Walang anything, yeah. Tapos, so I told her na after, We would still chat, pero yun nga, hindi din naman kasi ako masyadong interactive nun.
Wait, so nung in-end mo yung thing, yung situation shit.
Hindi mo siya situation
shit. Ah, sige. Nung like, in-end mo yung
yeah, the communication.
Engagement. Oo, yung communication. Doon nung nagkita kayo or via chat?
Hindi, via chat. So I was like, I don't think it's gonna, alam yun, I don't think this would go anywhere, but I'd love to connect again. I mean, I'd love to stay in touch or ano
LinkedIn.
Ganyan. Oh, like, sabi ko noon, I'm not.
Bakit mo love mag-stay in touch?
Hindi naman, parang sabi ko, like, if you wanna talk to someone, you can just reach out. Reach out! Chat support!
Bakit mo ini-email language yung kadin mo? If you need to talk to anyone, you can always reach out to me via email at... Ganun.
Anyway, ayun. Ano ha? May iba-ibang degree kasi ng ghosting. Diba? Iba-ibang kinds of ghosting din.
Talaga?
I think, oo. Sa pagkakaalam ko ha, kasi iba-iba naman ang levels yan. Diba, for example, kakamatch niya lang sa dating app. Tapos nag-usap kayo, mga, hi, hello. Siguro mga 5 sentences in. Like, the basic questions, where are you from? What you doing? Ganyan.
Hmm.
What are you in Bumble for? Where are you located? How old are you?
Expert.
I'm just like speaking in theory.
Okay. Okay.
So,
oh, tapos.
Yun, after the recent shit, pero you never really got in depth yet, right?
Mm-mm.
So when the conversation stops there, somebody asked a question and the other one did not respond anymore. That's ghosting. Now that's qualified as ghosting. Now because somebody asked a question and it wasn't responded. So that's ghosting. Is that bad? Is that bad? Not really, right? Because nobody really invested.
Yeah.
Like any more than a few minutes, siguro, into the conversation. I think that's okay. That's like already an indicator. That, okay, it's not a match. So, let's proceed. Let's go to the... ganon. Pag ganon, carry lang. Pero meron kasing mga incidents or narinig ko na yung mga parang ano na sila eh, in a situationship, like they're 3 months in.
Uh-huh.
The talking stage or like, ano na, yung iba nga tag, I love youhan na eh. Tapos biglang, out of nowhere, the other person just disappears. Yun yung malala. I think that's...
Like, sudden
talaga.
Like,
no.
Sudden?
Hindi ba like, lang parang, siya gradual?
Oh my God, na ano ka ba? Na
parang
na maleta?
Ka ba? Oo. Oh,
na maleta ka ba? Talaga, okay.
May mga ganun. Yun yung mga feeling ko.
Eto ang tanong ko, is that a bad thing?
Oo, kasi I think you owe it to the other person naman to say, mas lalo na kung meron na kayong na-establish na, you know, medyo oo, na connection.
May investment na may risk ng pinasok.
Oo. I think it's a moral obligation to say na at least na, sorry, this is not gonna work out. Sala na kung ganun na.
So, anong, bakit?
Why do you think? Sige,
go. Hindi, ikaw.
Sige, ako, basta sagutin mo ah.
Okay.
Bakit sa tingin mo nag-ghost ang mga tao?
Nag-ghost?
Nang-ghost ang mga tao.
Alam mo, nung college ako, sa Sikolohiyang Pilipino na pag-aralan namin, memory lang to, so like, kung nakikinib na kayo at mali ang sinasabi ko, correct me. Pero ang natatandaan ko sa college, isa sa mga Filipino cultural traits natin ay hindi kasi tayo confrontational people. Mm. Like, yung thesis namin ay tungkol sa sikolohiya ng pagpaparinig. So literal na hindi, imbis na i-confront mo yung mga tao kahit malapit pa sa'yo, usually ipaparinig mo na lang at ang hopes dun ay mag-get nila yung message and that they will act on it. So parang feeling ko, pareho yun sa ghosting na hindi yata natin, ako personally ganun din ako, like hindi natin ma-confront na sabihin, lalo na pag makakasakit ka ng, tingin mong makakasakit ka ng kapwa, masasabihin mo na,
ang pangit-pangit mo. Ayoko sa'yo.
Diba? I don't think this is gonna work. Diba? Kasi right. XXX. So, imbes na gagawin mo yun, feeling ko ha, kasama sa kultura natin na parang, sige, ako na lang yung lalayo. Ganyan. Ako na lang yung mag-a-adjust. Tapos, mag-adjust? May adjust. Ako na lang yung lalayo.
Victim? Siya yung victim, ha? Siya yung nagawang
piyano. Hindi, parang gano'n. Parang ako na lang yung lalayo.
Wala, parang siya yung kailangan mag-sorry. Nakakaloka.
Oo, medyo may gano'n siya. Actually, di ba? Parang ang toxic, di ba? Parang, yun. So, ako yung lalayo. I would hope na magets mo yung message. And it's gonna make me feel even more bad pag nangungulit ka at hinahanap mo ko tapos ayokong mag-respond. Parang ganun. Karelate ka, no?
So, ay, wait. Ano pa, sorry. Nagpa-parkour na naman yung utak ko. Ang pinag-uusapan natin ay ghosting. Bakit nang go-ghost, right?
Mm-mm. Pero, di ba, feeling ko marami akong, maraming makaka-relate. Kasi, hindi talaga, hindi, medyo hindi talaga tayo upfront.
Hindi tama, pero naiintindihan ko. Char.
Pero dahil kultura natin yun.
Pero siguro naman, ikaw ba, like, what would make you ghost a person na ganong level? Yung kaninang, yung example emotional na binibigay ko, oo, like, may emotional investment ka na, kayong dalawa, siguro 3 months na kayo into the dating stage. Sabihin natin dating.
Oo, ganyan. Feeling ko ano, yun nga, ito ay, siguro at the personal levels, personal experience ko, ito ay pag yung person na yun ay talagang may non-negotiable. Meron akong na-experience sa kanya na non-negotiable. Hindi lang, like, mostly political kasi like, the personal is also political. Pero, ito ay, for example, sa mga conversations namin habang nagkakape, ganyan, kunwari na, na-feel ko na sobrang homophobic niya, ganyan. O kaya, alam mo yung mga ganun, yung parang, yung beliefs niya.
Yung beliefs niya.
Oo, yung mga ganyan. O
beliefs
kaya,
na like
pag,
religious beliefs.
Oo, religious beliefs. Ano ganyan. Yung mga bagay, yung mga pet peeves na feeling ko hindi ko ma-handle in a relationship. Yung super clingy.
Yung mga hindi mo naman agad ma-find out until after you give it some time.
After you give it some time. Oo, kasi syempre, di ba, when you, for example, when you say, you hooked up with a person, tapos you guys clicked, di ba, parang it would take some time to like, really develop the relationship. Pero at the same time, nag-invest ka na rin ng emotions mo. Nag-invest ka na ng time mo, ganyan. So, papasok siya dun sa category ng ghosting na sinasabi mong masama. Kasi nga, nag-invest na kami sa isa't isa. Pero at the same time,
mag-ghost in the ka middle, ba in that? Hindi ka mamalang mag-ghost.
Nagagawa akong mag-ghost sa ganun.
In all.
Sorry guys. I'm a bad person. I'm a shitty person. Pero like hindi ako magmamalinis sa ganyan. Nakapang ghost ako nang. At nag-ghost din ako for the same reasons, I think.
Meron bang time na ikaw na ghost ka tapos nalaman mo kung bakit? Or meron kang like feeling ko ito 'yon.
Feeling ko.
I don't know.
Feeling ko ano, yung parang hindi kami nagki-click sa pag-uusap, parang wala kaming common interests. Ganyan. For example, anime siya, tapos political, kunwari, tapos iba yung personality trait na hinahanap niya, hindi siguro yung submissive type, ganyan. Alam mo yun, yung hindi yung malambing, kasi I'm none of those things. So parang, bigla na lang malalaman. Mafe-feel mo na nagde-dwindle. Tapos,
may change ng energy.
Talaga. May change ng energy, oo. Na imbes na, hey, good morning, ganyan. Parang, kamusta ka na? Mas ano na lang siya, parang, hi, ganyan. Tapos siya,
musta?
Hi. Musta, okay lang. So, yun na yun. Parang,
busy, gather.
Tsaka parang, yung ghosting, parang natural siyang mangyayari pag ganun yung sitwasyon. Kasi parang, so anong sasabihin ko dito?
Ghosting pa din kaya yun. Pag yung, like, namatay na lang, like it was a natural death for the
ganun ko siya ginagawa
na, kaya nga
siguro
eh,
not
ghosting pa rin ba, parang hindi rin ghosting eh, parang namatay na lang naturally yung communication.
Siguro ghosting siya kasi walang
maayos na
walang
closure.
Pag-end walang pag-communicate na oy, this is gonna be the end of the transaction.
So yun,
parang,
yung Transaction.
Correct. Correct ka dyan. So parang this will be the end of it all. Parang meron yung mga times na parang 3 days after, di ba, hindi kayo nag-uusap ng isang linggo. Tapos after ng isang linggong yun, mag-cha-cha-cha. Uy, musta? Ganyan. So parang, anong gagawin?
Hindi ka na mag-a-reply.
Oo, kasi anong, wala na siyang patutunguhan. So, wala. Mag-i-ghost mo. Tapos parang I don't, dito papasok yung I don't feel bad about it. Kasi,
oo, kasi feeling mo wala rin naman talaga.
Hindi mo naman yata siya sinaktan? Or, oh my God, baka insensitive lang ako. Hindi ko alam, ha?
Minsan kasi may tendency ka din, Daryl, na magigat.
Oo naman, ano talaga.
Weakness mo yun eh.
Ganun po kasi talaga pag Leo, sobrang hirap.
Uy, hindi din. Ako sinabi ng Leo na, ano naman. Nakaramdam naman. Ikaw lang talaga yun.
Opo, inaamin ko naman po. Ayan.
Eh, ako po yung ano emotional compass din ni Daryl minsan.
Oo, isa yun sa mga toxic traits nating mga Leo. Charot.
Hindi.
Hindi. Ikaw ba? Wait lang. Anong ginagawa mo? Dahil naka 40 minutes na tayo. Anong ginagawa mo pag ginost ka? Kasi, ano to ha? Ang context nito ay, may isa akong dating app na ginagamit dati nung hindi pa ako nagmamahal. Nung ano pa lang ako.
Oo, nuggets na namin! Chicken ka na! Oo na! Oo, noon! Gumagamit ka pa noon ng dating apps. Ngayon, hindi na siya gumagamit. So,
may specific na dating app. Bumble ba 'yon?
Oo.
Oo, merong may mga may support features na parang magsasabing ano ang dapat gawin pag ginost ka. Ganyan na parang basically ang motive yata ng feature na 'yon ay medyo ano mental health support features for the users. Ganyan.
Oo.
To be honest, hindi ko siya binasa. Kasi hindi naman yun yung motive ko para gumamitin yung app. So, hindi ko alam kung yung nakasulat doon. Pero feeling ko naman very well-intentioned. And
very ano, yung siya, helpful siya, actually.
Oo. So, kaya ko sinasabi to. Ah, binasa mo. Ayan, sige. Kaya ko sinasabi to. Kasi ang tanong ko ay, pag ikaw ba ay na-ghost, ano usually yung nararamdaman mo? At, para makatulong sa iba, ano sa tingin mo yung dapat nating gawin as people who have been ghosted? Because I hear that it really does take a mental toll on people, especially sa self-esteem nila, diba, sa self-worth, at diba, isa tong hindi magandang kultura na, alam mo yun, parang yung ghosting kasi parang isa siyang kultura na may ramifications na hindi talaga natin gusto. So, assuming, dahil na-ghost ka naman, di ba?
Yes. Oh, yan.
Oh, yun. So, ano, usually anong nararamdaman mo? Nagsa-self-doubt ka ba? Ganyan. Or,
self-pity. Ganon.
Or self-doubt.
Nagtitake ba ng hit yung self-esteem? Ganon.
Correct. Tapos, yeah. Siguro ang tanong ko ay, how do you handle it?
Kasi, how do I handle it? Can be also very different from how should one handle it.
Exactly. That's why I'm asking two different questions.
Yeah, okay. Well, at first when I experienced that, of course, I already knew the concept of ghosting. I mean, I knew the shit about it. But when you're there, wasala na pagbago, it feels it stings. That's the word that I usually use for it. Because it doesn't really, ouch, like hurt. Pero may sting siya kasi, ayun nga, like you would then think, was there something wrong I said? Like, what did I not, am I not interesting enough for this person? Mm-hmm. Maybe he looked at, or maybe they looked at my profile, like, and they saw that they didn't like this, or they didn't like my picture, or whatever.
Mm.
All of those things will go through your head. Like, if I said this in our conversation, would it have been different? Maybe I shouldn't have, like, chatted them, like, repeatedly. Baka nakalitan sa akin. Mga ganong shit.
Uh-uh. So may self-reflection.
Oo, magsa-self-reflect.
At healthy yun? Healthy ba yun?
I think so. Okay. It is healthy. Kasi you then review like did I do something bad? But sometimes, hindi kasi siya self-reflection eh. More like, you look for what went wrong, you kind of blame yourself, when, dapat, hindi pala ganon. I learned na, you do not take it personally. Mas lalo na pag yung umpisa-umpisa pa lang. Kasi, maybe they just were, you just weren't their type, and you know what? That's okay. Kasi, first of all, you wouldn't want to be with somebody who doesn't like you. Okay, let's start there.
Talaga? So, diba meron yung mga tanong na ano, mahal mo o yung mahal ka?
Pero sa stage na yun, kasi nag-uusap pa lang naman kayo, ano ba? Bakit?
Sa bagay.
Hindi pa naman kilala yan.
Malay mo, bakit diba? Mo invalidate yung pagmamahal?
Tapos parang, charot.
Okay, next.
Natutunan ko din na, alam mo yun, ayun, like, it's not your fault. Oh my goodness. Wala kang maling ginawa. Hindi lang talaga. It just wasn't a good match, and that's okay. Right? And always swipe right and swipe left. There's so many fish in the sea. It will be, of course, difficult to find a good match, but once you do get to find one, you wouldn't even be trying too hard. You wouldn't think too hard on what to reply because the conversation goes easy. But I understand with some people din kasi it's very hard to interact in chat or just simply with talking. I've learned na some people find it very hard to do that.
Mm-hmm.
No? And that's okay din. There are other mediums of how to find people, I guess. But it's not just all online dating.
Mm-mm.
But the point is, there's nothing wrong with you. Okay. And that's okay if they ghosted you. Do not question your self-worth because, di ba, natutunan natin mga bata na hindi natin tinatali ang ating self-worth sa ibang tao. Mas lalo na kung mga strangers from the internet na hindi natin kilala. Cute siya, oo, ganyan. Mahilig daw siya sa aso, witty ang bio niya. Pero, come on. We don't even know if that's all real too, right? Like, because social media is a fucking illusion. But also, I've learned na, you know, with matches, if it's not a good match, how could you tell? Like, if you're trying too hard, you don't know what to answer next.
Mm.
And it's, hindi mo nafe-feel yung click na madaling makapag-usap sa taong to. Kasi, parehas kayo yung wavelength. If that's not happening, Pansibia, no, it's not happening. And that's okay. Ang nasa isip ko nun, it's not my loss.
Mm-mm.
There is no loss here.
Mm-mm.
That's okay. So, yeah. Yun nga sabi na nila, usually. Doon naman sa mga nag-ghost for like, medyo matagal na kayo nag-uusap, akala mo okay.
Sigo-ghost mo.
Tapos igo-ghost ka. Ano ko naman doon ay, it hurts. Pwede na yung hurts eh. Kasi medyo matagal na kayo nag-usap. It hurts kasi parang, oh, was I not worth staying for? Like, was I not even worth the bother of them telling me na it's not gonna work anymore? Meron din ganun. Na parang, hindi ba ako, ganun ba ako kawalang kwenta? Or wala lang? Na umalis na lang bigla at hindi nagsabi. Okay lang naman sa akin na sabihin niya yun.
Mm-mm.
Hindi yung nag-aantay ako sa wala. Diba? Mm-mm. May mga ganun.
Pero i-consider din natin na ano, yun nga, baka kasi hindi lang din sa'yo, baka, well, alam mo yun, parang,
hindi din talaga
it's sila not, oo, sometimes kasi baka, alam mo yun, parang we should consider na parang baka people have been ghosting us kasi the other party does not have, for example, the EQ, emotional quotient needed to confront the situation.
Sabi mo,
Diba? O kaya, diba? Or,
yeah.
Takot din silang masaktan tayo. Alam mo yun, maraming pwede i-consider. Kaya, it's, tulad nga ng sabi ni Keshi, if it's not a good match, it's not a good match. And
yeah.
Dito dapat, ano eh, parang, we should learn how to practice the art of letting go.
Yeah.
Letting go. Oo, na parang mag-move on na lang tayo. You know, it doesn't work. Sabi nga ni Keshi, o di mag-swipe right ka na lang sa iba.
But it's okay to feel sad about it. Like, pero usually, sabi, what we mourn about, what we grieve about what was lost. You know, we didn't really lose anything. Kasi usually sa mga ganun stages, meron na kayong plans to. May mga plans na nanag, alam mo yun, na-formulate imagination ship. That was the term na kayo.
Imagination ship?
May ganun na, Mars.
Ano to, Marcos administration?
Pero, ayun nga, parang, sometimes, yun yung minomorn natin. Eh, na parang, ay, sayang. We planned this. I was thinking about, you were already, ano eh, having this plan in your head or like, you were already visualizing it in your head. And that's okay. Mm-mm. Of course, we all do that. And it hurts when I'm like, ay, hindi naman ito yun, sayang. And that's sad. That's okay. But again, yeah, do not take that.
Because it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Magpasalamat tayo sa universe na they're gone. It's a bullet dodged. Sa'yo, tawanan na lang natin.
Mas okay lang yun. Like, dami pa iba dyan. Mahihirapan ka lang maghanap. Oo, totoo yun.
Mm-mm.
Kahit madami, hindi din ipagsabihin quality yung mga nandyan.
Correct, correct. Oh my God. Makakapagod din eh, no? Ikaw, meron akong gustong i-try ngayong episode na to. Hindi pa kita nako-consult about this, so sasabihin ko na lang siya ngayon. Meron akong itatanong, pero hindi sa'yo, sa mga makikinig, at hindi natin sasagutin. Sila yung papasagutin natin. Okay ba yun?
Paano nila sasagutan?
Sa social media. O kaya, pwede nila tayong email, pwede nila tayong i-chat, ganyan, i-tweet, ganyan. So, ang tanong ay, okay lang ba kung mahal naman natin o kung na-fall tayo, okay lang ba na habulin natin yung multo?
O, tinatawag pa nga natin yun, di ba? May Ouija board pa nga tayo. Diba? Dito ka ba?
Okay lang ba? Na-communicate ko ba yung ano? Na-communicate ko ba yung tanong? Nag-gets mo naman, no?
Oo, nag-gets ko siya.
Hindi ko na pa siya. Sobrang bangag
ko na. I don't know if this was the question that you intended to ask. This is a different one, although similar.
Mm.
Okay lang ba na i-entertain ang isang person na nang ghost na sa'yo?
Na bumalik from the dead.
Yes! Zinombie ka!
Ay, maganda yung dalawa. Okay. Oo. Sagutin na. Ay, antayin natin silang magsagot nung una. So, okay lang ba na habulin ang multo? Assuming na. Mahal mo eh. Ang nang ghost sa'yo.
Kahit hindi mo mahal. Kahit That person was a good match.
Dapat na ghost ka na. So, parang hindi siya yung parang nawala lang siya ng ilang oras or ilang araw. Dapat na ghost ka na. Okay lang ba na habulin? Yung tanong ni Kesh ay, okay lang ba, tama ba, i-entertain yung mga nang ghost na sa'yo? Yun yung tanong namin, kaya kung kaya niya sagutan in essay form, 300 words.
Times New Roman,
12.
10.
Ayun. Anyway, isang sayo ng episode na to. Meron ka pa bang gustong idagdag bago natin i-end, Kesh?
Ang last words ko ay, it's so glad to be back, you guys. We will not ghost you again. We promise you that.
Hoy, siya yung nag-promise, ha?
Ala! Pero for real, we are back for season 2 and we are looking forward to having you guys around and having you have us around. We still get a few messages here and there. Telling us that they're listening to our podcast. So, sa inyong mga listeners, maraming salamat sa inyo. We don't really know sometimes why we're doing this, pero after mga messages nila, we kind of like, oh my God, meron naman pala siyang magandang na i-contribute kahit papano. So, please reach out if you want to, you know, if you have any comments, any suggestions, or just, you know, let us know that you're listening.
Yeah.
Give us motivation.
Yeah, at maraming aabangan ngayong season na to. Mas, feeling ko naman mas maayos na yung buhay namin now that we're in the process of like sorting shit in our lives.
We always are.
Oh, we continuously are. Oh, parang kaya kami nawawala dahil ayoko naman gawing excuse, pero usually ito ay dahil pagod. Si Cash may pamilya. Ginawa excuse. O, pagod na po talaga kami.
Podcast pa kayo?
Podcast pa kami. Oo, ganyan. Pero we're happy na yung mga napag-uusapan namin ay pwede nating ma-share. At saan nila tayo ma-follow kung mayroon silang questions? Gusto nilang sagutin yung tanong kanina?
Oh yeah, please feel free to comment in our posts, DM us, slide into our DMs. In Instagram, in Twitter, which is now called X. And I'm so confused. Do I call it
so
X?
So confused.
We are also in Facebook. You can reach us both in our personal social media accounts. Y'all can follow Daryl at
something. I don't know my social
yes,
media.
He's there. Just reach out to him and to me too. So, yeah.
Ano pa ba? Yun lang. Sabrat, dalawang buwan ka nawala, hindi mo alam
oh,
ng end ng episode.
In Jesus' name.
Anyways.
Hep-hep!
Yun na yun. Hindi, para ano, para consistent daw sa theme ng episode na to. Bigla na lang tayong hindi magsasalita. Tapos yun na yung end
yun
ng
pala
episode. Hindi. Pero para sa mga first time na nakikinig, ako si Daryl.
Ako naman si Cash.
At ikaw ay nakikinig ng
Is This Thing On?
The Podcast.
Si Sando. Are you ready?
You're listening to Is This Thing On? The Podcast. Please follow and subscribe. We need money to buy chicken nuggets. Thank you. Bye.